So Deadspin, they got a tape yesterday of Bo Pelini dropping, you know, vulgarities. It's 2 years old, and he didn't know he was being taped. I would not have run it. Now, again, to their credit, they don't do the same thing I do. They're trying, that world of sports blogging is about clicks. It's more salacious. That's fine. And they deserve credit for getting it. They also deserve credit for acknowledging, they didn't hide this. To their credit, they said, we got this from a disgruntled guy. He's had this tape for 2 years, but Nebraska lost to UCLA, so he got mad. Yeah, that guy's a hero. I wouldn't have run the tape. And I'm not discrediting people who do, but here's my whole point. Do you know how many times in my career, 25 years, I've had a coach swear, rip other coaches, rip officials, rip media, rip administrators? It's private. I have had people, Jim Henry, the former Cubs GM, scream at me. I've had people yell at me. I don't tell you about it. I've had a... Now, if they threaten me, that's different. You threaten violence, you're in big trouble. But Bo Pelini came out yesterday. Deadspin had a copy of it. They get it from some source at Nebraska in a private meeting. Private. He didn't know he was being taped. And 2 years later, because Nebraska lost, some little rat, my team lost, I want him fired, releases the tape. Is that journalism? You don't have a right as an American public figure to get mad in private anymore? I mean, it's a private moment. It's not public. He didn't call a press conference. He's not an elected official. He's a football coach. By the way, Brian Kelly says those same words every Saturday on television. And I don't bang on Brian Kelly. He's a human. You have a right to emotion. And I just, there's no death threat, no slur, no slander. He's a ticked off head coach. Privately, in a moment, banging on fans. The Nebraska fans were like, you've got to get rid of him. Let's be honest, Nebraska fans, and you are some of the best in the country. I have the great fortune of having been in most major cities and college towns. Nebraska fans are the best. They're civil, they're decent, they're passionate, they're quality, they're gracious, they're wonderful. But like all fans, they're hypocrites. People love the media when the media helps their cause or they agree. It's almost like the IRS. You love them when you get a refund. You hate them when you owe them money. Same with the media. You love them when they say what you want them to say. You hate them when they don't. Nebraska fans railed on the media when they suggested Lawrence Phillips 15 years ago shouldn't play in the Fiesta Bowl because he beat a woman. You were all over the media because it hurt your cause. He was a great player. Now, darn right you should air this tape on Bo Pelini. Why? Because he's 2-1. He keeps losing 4 games a year and because he can't win a bowl game. So you don't like him in this release tape that outs Bo Pelini. You're for it now. If he was 13-0 last year, you know what you'd be saying in Nebraska this morning? You guys are TMZ.com. You guys have no scruples. It's private. You know I'm right on that. But I think the bigger question for me is people can't yell in private anymore and swear? A football coach can't swear in private? Who's the rat that released this tape? You're not some hero. You had this tape for 2 years. You released it because your team lost a big game. You wouldn't release it if he was 3-0 and 13-0 last year. So don't paint yourself out to be some hero, some altruistic hero.